You are listening to
Hot Garbage.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Hot Garbage Podcast, your weekly music playlist. Thank you all so much for joining us this week. We are so grateful that you're tuning in, and we hope you have a great time while you're here. My name is Drew. Joining me, as always, is the ottoman to my footstool, my dear friend, Andy.
I'm a fancy footstool.
Yeah, you're a footstool that can be a table sometimes.
Oh, that's nice. I like multiple functions.
I like a oversized, soft but firm ottoman.
Yeah, absolutely.
Slash
especially
coffee table.
At a movie theater.
Sometimes. What is your opinion on these new theaters that have the deep recliners?
I'm all about it.
But I like it too.
But I also don't go to late movies. I mean, I don't go to late night movies, but I feel like if I did, that would be me sleeping. That's a very comfortable sleep.
The only quibble I have with it is that it seems to also be tied, the presence of those chairs in a theater seems to be tied to having to select your seat prior. Like when you're buying your ticket and you have to pick your seat, I hate that. I don't like
that's
that.
That's a whole weird
That's
move.
Not a feature to me.
Because I want to be as far away from people as possible. I basically want to pick the spot in the movie theater that nobody else picks.
Exactly. I want to see where the people are and then go to the other places.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, there are trade-offs. Mm-hmm. At the same time, I get to lean back and take a little nap if I don't like the movie.
Yeah.
Andy, our silent partner Nate is with us this week.
As always.
As he always is, making the sound happen, but to be honest with you, this is going to be a real noisy episode. We had from Lysergic Sound Department, which is a music blog here in Portland, dedicated largely to rock and psych and punk music. Alex was here, and his good friend from Moto Photo, which is the mobile photo bus that you'll see at shows around the Portland area, Ray, they were both here. And I honestly have no idea how this episode is going to turn out.
I think it's going to turn out very entertaining. So, I mean,
you're gonna love this shit. Some opinions. First of all, they got great music opinions. So we're going to hear some great music. That's a given. We got into a pretty detailed and lengthy conversation about Alex's relationship with some of the Portland music scene and his position on sort of the...
We got into a real Footloose scene.
Yes. Using the lack of dancing at Portland shows as sort of a prism through which to view freedom of speech. I think that's how I would summarize this conversation.
You know what? That's exactly what it is.
And Alex, you know, to his credit, was here to talk through his beliefs about this and some strong feelings, which we deeply appreciated. He's someone that has had this, something he's been holding on to for a long time, and he's recently butted heads with a lot of the Portland music community, which I think is a shame. And so we try to have a little bit of a constructive conversation about free speech and its expressions in dancing. Just like Footloose.
Just like it. Exactly like it, yeah.
So, strap in and get ready for a freewheeling episode.
And strap on.
Of Hot Garbage. We hope you enjoy.
Just like
the problem to me with a lot of things in this country is regards to labels. So that's why it's tough for me as a writer to be able to label bands, because ultimately, unless they're telling me, hey, this is what I want to be labeled, then ultimately, like, it's kind of up to my discretion. And most of the time, if you ever see my articles, I pretty much am vague as shit with regards to what I think they are, because most music has so many influences that people don't even realize. Like, even sometimes the musician doesn't even realize that they've stolen or copied or used a riff that was another riff. So this is a band that my girlfriend, my fiance actually just turned me on to recently. And it is a Happy Jawbone family band. And then the song that I was going to play is called Fireflies Made Out of Dust.
I did a hypnobirthing class with my wife when we had our first son.
Who was being hypnotized?
Right. I was the hypnotizer.
Oh, shit.
I feel like I got some hypnotizing chops.
Did it help her? Did it help your wife in her birthing process?
Didn't even get to do that. Nope. She did a great job. I described a green fluffy cloud for a second, and she was like, I'm not having this. Just get out of the way. And
eye contact, or you're like checking, you're like,
deep eye contact. No, I was there. Eye contact.
I also made a fucking banging playlist for that birth. Let me tell you what, my son was born to a choir. Like, it was amazing.
People always say classical music is the only thing you should like put up to your like a womb, like,
yeah,
head, or, like,
this is so deep.
No, that's not true though, because a so deep whack reggae rhythm stirs a baby's soul.
I think jazz would work. I think blues
now they hate
would
jazz.
Be fine.
Babies
light,
don't like that
rock
shit.
And roll, like,
reggae.
I don't know. Yeah, what would happen?
Babies like reggae a lot.
Put some like Black Sabbath up against the of a baby. Thank you. I took my dog to a show at the Tap Room one time, and he acted like I was
Scooby
Boy George in a Klan rally, to quote
Bill
Hicks. Like, it was
not even kidding.
Ridiculous. It was insane. Mm-hmm. I was like, what?
Did you bring that dog to a grocery store? Because then you and I have some beef, but
I agree.
Show.
Don't get me wrong. Yeah, there's
hey,
no
man,
food.
Dogs need to shop.
I brought him there because ultimately he was already there. They allowed dogs. I barely get to be able to bring my dog anywhere, so, and especially to a show. He had never been to a show before. I was putting on the goddamn show.
But don't you think that's part of the deal with dogs, is they don't get to go everywhere?
Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to debate with you whether a dog is like a human.
Can we get full context? Can we get full context? Like, VW Bus, your dog's name's Scooby. We met each other.
Yeah, his name's Scooby-Doo. He's a pit bull, but he's like the friendliest dog you will ever meet. He literally was laying down on the floor of the basement of this tap room, and this dude walks up and literally aggressively gets in my face and says, "You are abusing that dog like I would approach you if you were abusing a child."
Oh, I don't think you were abusing the dog. I just think maybe you were abusing other people who don't like dogs in public space.
Don't get me wrong, but you should have seen everybody.
Fair play. Yeah.
It was like, goddamn, bringing a newborn baby into a fucking other baby shower.
Only reason I feel like that is just like satire, not accurate, is ultimately you can bring a dog anywhere in Portland. Dogs?
I know, and I'm against it all. I'm against it all.
Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I'm not saying like
Drew hates dogs
like,
in public.
Bring your
Drew
dog.
Believes you should keep your
dog
at your house. You know, my dad feels the same.
I like that.
My dad says no one likes your dog except you. Keep that shit at your own house.
I hear you. Don't get me wrong.
You know,
I
love my own dog.
Advocate. I just mean like you should
be able
to tell me if the private business allows it. Like what
sure.
the fuck?
Oh hey, I am certainly aware that people. I am in the distinct minority because around here people love dogs everywhere.
Yeah.
But I don't like my dog at the
like
grocery store.
Like, if my dog
I'm
was smelling or like pissing in places or like biting people or like aggressively like being a dick,
aggressively
I wouldn't bring
pissing
him to a public place at all. And except
make
to
eye
like maybe
at people
try and make it so
them.
He wasn't like that.
Yeah, I understand people who love dogs and want to be with their dog, and I think that the world has accommodated that very, very comfortably. I think
there's
maybe
more
two,
dog
maybe
parks
two
than human parks. I can say that.
This song's called Megatron.
That's what I mean. You can't censor that this kind of stuff. Sorry to cut you off. Like, you can't censor any thoughts. And like, ultimately, obviously, you don't want to be. It's
I think you
great.
Can censor some thoughts. Maybe I have a full of unpopular opinions.
Speaking of which, so that's the other debate in Heck main yeah. debate in this music industry is like how you are dictated to supposed to be able to dance at a show.
You and can't censor comedy or the art. Like,
I was going to ask this. You. You've had
this is
some
a Portland issue.
Multiple occurrences you've of this. Had, so I'll tell you the heads. Stories. I'll literally tell you all of the stories from the get-go.
This is something that you.
I'm sure it was going to come up, so I might,
you
as well,
were notorious,
I might as well dive in. I'll be the
dancer.
Politician.
You've staked out some unpopular territory here, so
I
let's
have.
Explain where you're coming from when it comes to crowd interactions in Portland.
Definitely. Haven't
Thank
we all
you.
Staked this out?
The first time it ever happened to me, really, we were at Shannon and the Clams. It was me and our mutual friend Andrew, and literally, you should have seen it. It was at the Crystal Ballroom.
That's not the first time. That's
no,
the, second,
no, the first time it really like went off.
You respect other people's space. Would you agree or disagree?
I do. And ultimately, there's a difference between dancing where you are simply jumping up and down and maybe like twisting your body than pushing somebody who happens to bump into you, which creates a bunch of more people to get hit because your body just got pushed. And now it is a domino into a whole bunch of other people that now are going to blame you for coming into it.
Alex, have you ever pushed anybody?
The only time I've ever pushed anybody at a show was at a house show with the Stony Moaners. And literally the entire living room was girls and dudes straight up like raging it, pushing each other. Like, four people crowd surfed that living room. And everybody was consensually happy start, middle, and end of that show.
Well,
so,
what it sounds to me like is...
And
I mean,
I wasn't,
been,
like, pushing,
been,
pushing anybody,
hold
like,
on,
hardcore.
Hold on, hold on.
But.
I've been to many shows and thrown myself around and had a great time and everybody else was into it. The problem is when nobody else around you is into it and you're feeling the music so hard, you just get lost in the moment and sometimes people get caught in the crossfire and they get pissed off. I was at a fucking Uncle Acid show and that happened and a motherfucker got stabbed.
Exactly.
People
don't like
it when you bump into them in Portland.
Hear,
they just
but,
pay fucking $10
for solution,
PBR.
Stabbing somebody, you know? Like, I've literally, no joke, people are so funny in Portland. So this is Portland. We're going to stand in little lines like we're literally listening to a drill sergeant when we're listening, we're watching a fucking rock and roll show.
You
that
forget
is
how
bullshit.
Strong the marijuana
is here. Well, don't get me wrong. I smoke weed every day.
But
in the
like,
same sense.
I don't know. I feel like the thing is, the more people at a show that get moving, the more people at a show dance. I've been to many shows in Portland
it's
where people get down.
It's a fucking keep up with the
it's
Joneses.
A fucking
it's
domino
psychological.
Effect.
Exactly. So who's to start it then?
And
who's
the
to start
is,
it?
You got to be gentle because if you are feeling it too hard, fucking people get judgmental.
You're right. But
you
then
really
half the people
kinda
also
kind of
like jump on the train.
And when the fucking show really kicks into gear and the band's feeling it and the energy from the crowd is feeling it, it turns into a beautiful thing. And if you bump into me with my beer, I will stab you in the neck.
100% agree.
Then don't stand in the middle of a goddamn punk rock show with a fucking beer and expect it not to maybe spill a drop.
And that's true. But then there's those other people that say,
it's not a black
white
issue.
I waited 3
issue.
Hours in line to get
it's
into
not
the
a black
show.
Yeah,
and
okay. Well, then
the
be in
the
front.
Show, and I don't want to die. I don't want to get elbowed in the head. I want to be up and see.
Are we going to sign?
Like,
we're
like
going to have to sign
person.
Consent forms to go into punk rock shows
no,
now.
I mean,
you just
gotta,
watch.
I
10 years
like,
from now in Portland, it's going to be here. Sign this consent form. So if you end
there
up getting accidentally bumped into, you're not going to be able to sue anybody.
Yeah. This has happened to you a bunch of times.
It has. So
you
listen,
have been confronted
so that first
by
show,
dancing
that Shannon
too
one
good.
That I was talking
recognizable,
about.
Recognizable, though.
So a lady who I happened to be friends with on Facebook that I just didn't recognize her face because, like, you know, ultimately, people got mad at me originally in Portland because I hitchhiked. I grew up here. I hitchhiked the country. I left when I was 21 went for 4 or 5 years on and off, like here and there, like stopping in different places with my fiance, right? Came back to Portland where I grew up, loved music, started going to a shit ton of shows, right? And then ultimately I was like, why am I going to this amazing fucking show and seeing 6 people here and all of them are friends and fellow musicians of this fucking band? Seems like these bands need a little more fucking something besides just like Willamette Week and Mercury telling them to go to 3 shows a month.
Yeah.
That all are true. The same bands that they always tell you to go to. And don't get me wrong, most of the times those bands are awesome. I'm not discrediting Portland Mercury or Willamette Weekly, but those are a few shows. They tell you about a couple. There's literally 10 shows a night in Portland.
20.
10.
20.
Maybe 20. Easy. At least 10, though. At least. At least. And no joke, I've never seen like so many people disregard so many shows that are amazing. And so the reason why we made our site was to try and showcase all these shows that people are pretty much disregarding and still showcase all the good ones, right?
And that's the ultimate underlying argument is like free speech, no censorship. Yeah, like
a whole
listen,
bunch of
like
people gave me shit
people with
just for
trillion
adding
dollars
all
money.
These in-crowd, clicky, how long have you been in the music
Do you know
scene?
Who that
when
person
did you
is?
Get here? Ooh, my God, I created a site and didn't put my picture on it or my real name. Oh, my God, holy shit, you know? It's stupid. And then people are like, oh, he's a cop.
If you are a cop, you have to tell us.
And this is not having a horse in the race particularly, you have obvious enthusiasm and energy for this.
Exactly.
This obviously means something to you, which is a positive thing to give back to people. So you're someone who's a consumer and has a love for this stuff. So you're the right person for a community to go to learn some
And
things.
I'm not a
exactly.
musician. Crazy,
exactly.
right? Oh,
right.
my God.
But
a non-musician writing about music.
Well,
holy shit. A fucking non-musician. Writing about music.
But this is what I'm saying. See, this, but some people, like, if people are not on that level, then the thing that rubs them a little bit of the wrong way is going to be the entire representation.
It's tough because, yeah. like, the first, one of the first ones, and I'm not even going to, like, name any names because I don't want to, like, use, well, like,
specifics,
maybe clear
mind.
It up, set it straight, but either way. In the same sense, I don't like to fucking just... I feel like a lot of the times, like, you know, like, these... We like, over-exaggerate... Not exaggerate, but over-discuss these problems just to perpetuate them, you know?
Distraction.
And not only that, but, like, it's tough because, like, people get demonized like no other for literally nothing by, like,
for, like
three people...
at a punk rock show.
Yeah.
We're
Holy
talking
shit.
About Wooden Indian Burial Ground. I've seen them four times and, like, not naming names of places, but, like, let's just say...
Chilling in
but
the
I'm
green
about
room
you,
of
Greg.
That show.
No.
Just to get told by a bouncer...
I don't recognize anybody. I meet 200 people a week.
Just to get told by
no,
a bouncer that
about.
One person complained about my dancing, and so that dictates, you know, him to be able to come up and tell me that I have to stop.
And, you can
and so I sat down on the floor of that dance floor because I guess it's a floor now. We'll just eliminate the dance, and we're it's just a floor, right?
Ah,
so
see,
we'll just sit on
isn't
it.
Isn't that reaction more confrontational than it is conversational?
I hear you, but when you're telling
you
me not
have
to dance at a show and I'm the only person dancing?
Yeah.
That's craziness.
I'm not arguing. Again, I'm not arguing that there shouldn't
not,
be more
dance. But I'm just, I'm not trying to, like...
We've been saying this since Hot Garbage started, that motherfuckers at Portland shows seem to be a little reserved.
Exactly.
That's, like, the most kind... Exactly. That's literally, like, the most whitewashed fucking generic way you could ever have put that. It's
that
we think we're on an island sometimes in Portland.
Or if they're too stoned, or if it's just, like,
hear it out. It's extreme gentrification.
It's just we're fucking spoiled. It's because these motherfuckers have seen it all. And to really get a crowd moving, you got to be toots in the Maytals at Burbank.
Or
like
maybe these people just have to take a little bit more drugs and maybe open their mind a little bit more to the
you
fact
that, would work,
that other people
not,
might be on
that.
Those drugs. And so you should just maybe, I don't know, take two steps back and be like, holy shit,
well,
look at this guy raging to this awesome song that we both can enjoy. And
here's
we both
something.
Obviously
bring
like,
this story.
Yeah, here's where I think you're absolutely right on that tip, 100%, because... To me, what the problem is, or the issue, I don't even say it's a problem, but how it manifests in this sort of like stasis in these crowds is that here, music is very wound up in people's identity. The people who take the time to go to shows and who put this amount of energy into making, creating, and communicating their music, that means something to them. And people are very self-conscious. When it's that, when you feel like it's such an extension of who you are.
How self-conscious would you be if somebody wasn't at all dancing at one of your shows and you're playing to a crowd full of people?
But see, I don't think that someone's in the crowd is ever thinking about that the experience.
That's like a comedian that doesn't get any laughs.
I think I just cracked the code. I think the thing is with the 21 and over policy in this fucking city with the OLCC, they've killed fun and we're all a bunch of old motherfuckers who just want
to
watch.
But you have to admit, though, that it's actually a lot of the young PSU crowd that is actually implementing a lot of these extremely, extremely, extremely far polarizing topics and far polarizing things like don't dance.
Like no dancing at shows? That would be real weird.
So ultimately, like, I totally understand where we're all coming from, but when you really think about it, and to me, I mean, I'm not saying these people have the holy word, but ultimately, what are you there for? The musical transformation of the experience?
But that's where I think... Hold on.
I
don't think everyone's there for that.
Hear me out, though.
Because not everyone has the same sort of subjective experience about... or the same commitment, sort of emotional
commitment. Sorry to... I feel like I know you're... But ultimately, when the same band travels and the same band gets LMNOP reaction from the X, Y, and Z variables, I'm not saying that this has to happen this way, but ultimately, to me, I just happen to be... Or that person, or... That you see what I'm saying? It doesn't even have to be the same. If a band goes to 52 cities, it could literally be one city. It could be like elves dancing on clouds, like virtual reality, and everybody could be like snorting like oxygen bubbles. And to me, like that band, and like maybe they'll do it next year. But ultimately, like don't take away any free choices. And that's the
like
crux of the argument.
Yeah.
And the free choices don't include like a
who
like
draws
assaulting
the lines.
People, which actually is what people are doing when they push people who they don't like dancing. So when you get to the point of you physically
it's fucked
pushing
up that
people,
that happened to you, but growing up in Michigan at punk rock shows,
don't get me wrong.
There was always a girl at the side of the pit that would punch me in the fucking
yeah,
face
exactly.
for just coming by.
And don't
by
get me wrong.
But
I'm not talking about a girl specifically. I'm just saying,
I'm
you better be able to.
I'm just talking about a smaller man.
I didn't say a girl. I meant
I'm
like.
I'm just talking about when punk rock was dangerous.
You're punching somebody at a show. Like, fuck.
You know, it's just like.
You better be able to get bumped into and not.
Well, you know what? Let's have people dancing on one side and people punching the air on the other side, and we'll just mix it up, and we'll have a good old fashioned like grindcore show.
I'm fine with that. Let's
don't
tape it off.
Wrong. If it's elemented to that, then that's the element. Everybody should realize when in Rome, you're going to be in fucking Rome, and you're going to have to at least do as the Romans do, or you might have to just walk away from the Romans because you're in fucking Rome.
But if
you're the
only one dancing like that at a show, then you're in Rome.
When
I
am raging
I
to
it.
The same exact rhythm that the lead guitarist or the drummer or the bassist or the keyboardist is jamming at, and they're even literally raging right along with me, and then somebody
pointing at you and saying, "Rage harder, motherfucker!"
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody in the crowd is like, "No, don't rage as hard."
At the fact
that
there's literally only one person or two people or half a dozen people dancing, I literally had multiple people come up to me at that last show at Dante's with Salapanto and the English Language and Blackfruit, three amazing good local bands. If nobody hasn't heard, they should totally check all three of them out. And they all three raged it, and I raged it the entire time. Not a second music was being played when I was not raging it. You can ask anybody who was there. And ultimately, you can ask anybody else who was there. There was literally like three other people dancing, including Steven and these two kids from fucking California.
You kicked off a rage fest. Everyone was just feeding off of it and just raging.
But yeah, not eventually just, people started getting going a little bit.
Yes.
You know, but in the same sense, it's just tough to be able to, you know, like to start something without somebody being like, "Hey, you're the one who we're going to fucking persecute now."
And that's the
crucify.
Underlying issue, right? Like, I understand, like, maybe, you know, audience should, like, ultimately arts and comedy is the audience decides, but at the same time, it's like, which audience is it? Like, do you understand the context of the situation? Like, if you go to a movie and, like, you're complaining because people aren't talking,
and you're really complaining because Alex is raging in the front row at this movie, you should have seen him in Aquaman.
Dude, let's put it like this. I literally had somebody pose the argument to me, "Do you see people dance at the opera?"
Not the same.
Yeah, they're fucking great. They're on stage.
They're on stage, but it's different. You're talking golf club status versus like bloody nose.
Literally, had somebody make that argument to me. Yeah, like, we are literally resulting to like
it's dependent.
Fucking a lot of these leftists are worse on freedom of speech
and maybe
freedom,
that's why the operation
personal
is
liberty
popular as it could
than
be.
The fucking fundamental Christians. It is sad. That is fucking ridiculous. Fucking Berkeley is the home of the free speech movement, and now Berkeley is protesting fucking people to speak. That is
encouraging
bullshit.
Dancing at fucking operas.
That's bullshit. Like, that is insane. Like, protest people all you want.
Hey,
but, like, when you're telling somebody they shouldn't be able to speak and then referring to them as a Nazi when they're wearing a yarmulke, you're pretty fucking dumb. Ones are the wall pointers, you know. See, you have all these concert posters on your wall, right? But you wouldn't sit here and be like, "You see all these fucking concert posters? You see all these concerts I've been to?"
That's proof that I've been to these concerts.
Don't get me wrong. But in the
just
same
kidding,
sense, like these people who like fucking
I didn't go to
are,
any of these
like,
concerts.
Get a goddamn fucking degree and then they like literally just use that as their fucking argument the entire time. Like they're a fucking parent of society. It's like, give me a fucking break and like go fucking actually use a real argument.
Yeah,
that's called
people,
an argument of authority. And when people use arguments of authority, it is not good for society.
Some people are authorities though.
Don't
some
get
people
me wrong,
know more than other people.
But you
people.
Shouldn't use your authority as the argument.
That's why I got a degree in life. Motherfucker, yeah,
I hear you. Don't get me wrong. You should. Your authority should dictate
I got a degree
what your arguments
in working
are.
Your girl's
it should dictate
booty.
That you have arguments. Exactly. You should never use your authority as an argument. Right? Yeah. That's like saying you're.
It's like if you're a parent and like saying because I said so.
Yeah, exactly.
No, and I do
exactly.
say that all the time. I'm like, you children need to listen.
Yeah, because you are an authority figure to your kids,
and that's how Alex
part,
feels
I know more than you.
That's
and
maybe
Alex knows
a
more
fine
about dancing than
a
lot of people.
But that is not a fine example to treat a human being when they're an adult.
I'm going to close the episode with a positive story that has to do with being bumped into at a show. My friend Brandon and I were at a show recently here in town.
And it was John
at
Cena.
The Wonder Ballroom. And there was a group of three gentlemen standing near us. They were being very respectful, but they were doing some dancing. And near the end of a song, one of them happened to touch Brandon's shoe. And a little bit of this guy's beer spilled onto the floor. None of Brandon's did. But then this guy went to the bar. He was like, "I'm really sorry about that." We were like, "Totally fine. No big deal." He went to the bar, brought back two fresh beers, one for me and one for Brandon.
Was this at the most recent Blink 182 show?
Who's this guy? We were not this guy.
He was definitely had a stolen credit card.
He was Canadian. He was Canadian,
there you
so.
Go.
He didn't tip.
Oh, that's
French Canadian.
So in spite of their kind. In spite of their
did he ask everyone else to chip in for this for these beers?
No, he was just like what I would say is if you're going to be someone who's really tuned in physically and you have to understand there's people around you, if there's a misunderstanding, if there's an encounter, You can make it right. You can connect with someone right there, and it doesn't ever have to escalate beyond that moment.
Yeah. You don't... Huh. Yeah.
But dance on, you crazy diamond.
You tiny dancer.
All right, guys. This has been a blast. Like, I feel like this has been a great time.
It's like therapy.
We're gonna drop in a bunch of music during this conversation, so 100%. This is gonna be punctuated by some killer tunes. But Alex and Ray, thank you guys so much for being on the show, hanging out with us, and having a real conversation. I really appreciate it. Exactly. What's the best way for us to keep track of what you're up to? I know that people can visit the website at Lysergic Sound Department.
Yep, and the department's a DEPT. It's just like shortened, so you don't have to type the whole thing out. But if you search either, it'll come up.
So if you're looking for recommendations, if you're looking for new bands, if you're looking to find out what shows are happening every night in Portland, that's the place to go.
Absolutely.
How can people check you out?
And that's one of those things where, like, let's just say, like, soft launch is going to be April 22nd of something way greater and way newer, which you haven't even gotten to that point. But ultimately,
I love a soft launch.
As of right now, like, the main project is, like, at Instagram and Facebook. But, like, just to let you guys know, like, that's going to be it. April 22nd is probably going to be the killing, but something else is happening. But anyway, yeah, Moto Photo with an F, PDX, you know, like, short for Portland, obviously, Moto Photo, but Photo Booth, I'll be...
Don't let this guy have to shamefully fucking plug. I will do it for him. This dude runs a fucking sick-ass Photo Booth out of a VW bus. So if you ever see him around, fucking check it out. It's awesome.
Have you ever thought about making your tagline, "See what you hear," to describe your photos, since you take music photography?
I like that.
Yeah, file that away. So for all you out there, see what you hear and check out Moto Photo on Instagram.
Appreciate it, dude.
And check out Lysergic Sound Department. And thank you all for listening to this episode of Hot Garbage. We appreciate it.
And thank you all for taking heavy psychedelics.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And for dancing.
Take some more. YouTube challenge or whatever. No more Tide Pods.
Dance
I love that. I love that meme somebody made.
I want to
dance like Alex is watching.
No more Tide Pods. Let's go 10 strips.
There you go.
Take a 10 strip and then film a time lapse photography video for 10 hours. I want to see what happens.
Yeah, at least a quarter of mushrooms.
If you guys have come this far, maybe you'd be willing to go a little bit further and write Nate, Andy, and I at hotgarbagepodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your rants and your complaints.
And also, fuck yeah for making it this far in this episode.
Yeah.
You are our favorite listeners.
Heroes.
And you know what, though?
What a trooper.
We always drop that heater at the end.
We've
always got a track that you need to hear that we wait, and I just sit on it like a ripe egg.
Andy, drop that bomb for him right now.
Oh, Resurrection Records is a fucking dope-ass label that you need to check out if you're not already following them. You probably are if you listen to Portland music, because there's a lot of great Portland bands on this label.
Put down your distractions, put on your understanding, and tune right on in.
That's right.
No distractions.
And take off your blinders, people.
That's right.
You sheep.
They just dropped their winter sampler for 2018, and it's got this fucking real winner of a track called Winter by Malt Lizard. Check out Malt Lizard if you're not already checking them out. They're a dope Portland band. And you should pick out their shit on their website, too, but check out this sampler to get a good, nice taste of the Pacific Northwest psych music. So
jump on this. Well, all right. For Alex, for Ray, for Nate, for Andy, this is Drew. We will see you next week on Hot Garbage.